A united front against Russia. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Speech after speech at the UN condemning Russia's war in Ukraine and the latest belligerent comments from Russia's leader. President Biden vowing to stand against what he calls naked aggression.
President Putin has made overt nuclear threats against Europe and a reckless disregard for the responsibilities of the non-proliferation regime.
This after President Putin gave a televised address warning the West he's not bluffing about using everything at his disposal to protect Russia.
And those who try to blackmail us with nuclear weapons should know that the prevailing winds can also blow in their direction.
The Russian leader also announcing a military draft, Russia's first since World War II, which Western leaders say is a sign of desperation after the success of Ukraine's recent counteroffensive. There have been mass protests in Russia since the announcement, with hundreds of arrests reported. Meantime, 10 foreign nationals, including two U.S. military veterans, captured while fighting with Ukrainian forces, have been released by Russian-backed separatists in a deal brokered by Saudi Arabia. The U.S. Senate just voting to ratify an amendment to an international climate agreement aimed at gradually reducing hydrofluorocarbons, a leading greenhouse gas. After investigating for 3 years, New York Attorney General Letitia James is suing the former president.
The complaint demonstrates that Donald Trump falsely inflated his net worth by billions of dollars to unjustly enrich himself and to cheat the system, thereby cheating all of us.
She also accuses the Trump Organization, two executives, and the three oldest Trump children of fraud, leading to some heated denials on social media. Donald Trump Jr. calling James a Democrat activist. Hurricane Fiona, now a Category 4 storm, expected to pass close to Bermuda late tomorrow or Friday. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A jury in Waterbury, Connecticut is preparing to hear from an infamous conspiracy theorist who claims the defamation cases against him related to a school massacre are being used to attack the First Amendment.
Alex Jones said outside court he believes he'll testify Thursday. The judge in this case has already found him and his company liable for calling the Sandy Hook shooting a hoax. Now a jury is deciding how much in damages 15 plaintiffs should receive, most of whom are the parents of children who were killed.
Don't sit there in the corporate media and act like this is about restitution for families. I'm being used to set a precedent, just like I was with deplatforming 4 years ago, to censor and shut everybody down, and this is un-American.
Jones says he's apologized multiple times and that he does believe Sandy Hook really happened. Parents of children killed have said Jones fans have harassed them. One said people came to his house insisting on seeing his son who was killed. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Democrats in the U.S. House iron out their differences over police reform proposals, announcing a deal to bring bills up for a vote before the midterm elections, including a proposed increase in funding for local police departments, as Republicans blame rising crime rates in part on the defund police movement. A Chicago suburb thinks twice about a planned statue of actor Harrison Ford, who went to high school in the city.
The city council of Park Ridge said they were concerned over the cost of the statue and that the pitch had come from outside of the city. There was also concern over bullying that Ford endured during the time he spent going to school there. The pitch came from Omri Amrani, an Illinois artist who has been behind other celebrity statues like Michael Jordan at Chicago's United Center and Magic Johnson at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Officials said they would rather the effort come from within their community.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Stocks tumble after the Fed's latest rate hike. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all dropping more than 1%. At Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.